This Pete and Kimber podcast is driven by Toyota. The all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X is here with a new striking and sleek design. Charge on in the Toyota BZ4X. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
How's it going?
I'm nervous about what's about to happen.
Yeah, me too.
We don't normally do this, but we've got we've started the podcast with a small child in the room.
Kerrod,
and anything sometimes.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello,
yeah, and Kerrod. Sometimes no. Your kids, when they join us in the studio, and it's pretty rare, Pete, but when they do, they either make so much noise with total unawareness that we're on air at all, or they go so shy and so quiet you'd forget they're here.
You have no idea they're here.
This and one, the last time Ollie Bear was in here, he was so quiet, I forgot he was here.
Can you say hello? Oh, there you go.
That's something.
Well, what's wrong? You want mum? How about instead of mum?
You get dad.
You get dad. Oh, do you have any grapes left?
Yes.
I don't know. That's, you have to turn to Kerrod for that.
Yeah, are there grapes left?
Kerrod, if you leave them in Kerrod's view,
Ollie,
he eats them all.
Do you want a grape?
You'd have to cut it in
that's
half.
That's a yes.
You have to cut it in half. It's the same size as their throats.
No, he bites them. He bites them like a little apple. Look,
oh, here we go.
Look at the great.
This is a podcast of thousands today. Like, Stacey's, Mama Stacey's come in to bring in some.
Actually, Stacey, can you just run out and grab everyone in the office and we'll grab everyone in the podcast?
Thank you. Look, the podcast today, the wheels are falling off because we've got lots to do.
Yeah, we've got heaps.
I'm doing a really interesting interview straight after this with Daisy Pearce. Football star, commentator.
Oliver, shush.
Everything.
Yeah, do you want Bluey?
And my focus is there.
You're on
Blue? So let's just ignore this bit and just tell everyone what's on the podcast.
What's on the podcast, Kim?
Let's just make your lives easier. We got one where we throw it out there and go, not many people will call for this. We might get one. And we did. We asked if you have been in a relationship with a family member. We got one.
Kimber, can I have a grape, please?
Yeah, of course you can have a grape.
Kimber, can I have a grape, please?
Yeah. Oh, kids.
Thank you, Pete. I'll grab a grape.
Also, we did Throwback Thursday where Pete allows our mixed fam to pretend they're licking an ice cream and it makes me feel like we're doing something really inappropriate on air. We've heard really inappropriate stories on this show and yet nothing makes me feel more icky than the licking thing. We did Dear Kimber where we had a couple who have split up and they don't know how to share the dog. Someone's trying to steal the dog from the other. It's so sad. And we did Shoey Time where we drank a cup of tea from a gross rubber shoe. I don't know why and I don't feel better for it. And we played Yay or Nay, which was super fun. There is so much in this podcast. Enjoy it.
Kimber, and I just want to thank you while Pete was being a father and I was eating grapes for actually being professional in this environment.
Oh, we got you through. I mean, I wouldn't say it's our best work, but like, thanks for coming. If this is the first podcast you've tuned into, I swear they're usually better than
this.
And I'm so sorry.
This is as good as it gets.
The quality dropped.
We have Coco Melon, everybody, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
He's got Coco Melon, so we're going to be able to get on with our lives. It's fantastic.
Everyone's
too late. I've already actually done it.
Have you?
So, yeah, we've got to go and take a call now.
What's happening on the podcast?
No, we've done it.
Oh.
Thanks for coming. Enjoy. Bye.
Pete and Kimber.
All right. Got to bring this up. This is something that you mentioned to me yesterday. Mixed fam, I don't know if you know, but Kimber is a celebrant. She's a marriage celebrant.
Mm.
All right. If you need somebody to celebrant your marriage, get in touch. but you were telling me about a question that you have to ask couples on the form. Now, when myself and my wife got married 10 odd years ago, we had to answer this question. But you're bringing it back up. I was like, it's funny that people need to answer this question. And it was the are you related question.
Yeah. There's a question on there because to be married, you know, you've got to be 18 unless you get approved by Governor General and whatnot. But, you know, there's certain rules and you can't be married to someone else, that kind of gear. And one of them is that you can't be related. But some relatives can marry each other. So they want to know, the question on the form is, are the parties related to one another? And It's because I have to explain to couples when they fill it out that they tick no most of the time and go, why did you ask this? And I'm like, well, because there are certain relations in Australia that can be married, and that surprises people.
Okay, so that surprised me because I had no idea that there are certain relations that are allowed to be married in Australia.
It can't be like, you know, your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, but you can marry as close as your first cousin.
Is that right?
Yeah. So first cousin sort of onwards, that's sort of the bloodline outside of... So you can actually marry your aunt or your uncle.
Legally, in Australia, you're allowed to marry your aunt or your uncle and your first cousin. Is there anybody else?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's like you... As long as you've never been... Like adoption changes it somewhat. Like as long as you've never been officially adopted. Like you can't marry... a brother or sister who's adopted into the family.
Right, officially adopted. Officially so we've signed adopted. The paperwork, hey, you're coming into the family, you've got our last name.
If officially adopted, then they're considered related to you and so they're too close.
Okay.
So there's certain... But it does happen. Like, for example, I've got a friend who is in a very small religion and in their religion you can only be born into the religion. You can't become one. You can't become part of that religion. You can't later on decide you now follow it.
That's very specific.
So because you have to be born into it, there's not as many people in the religion. And so if you marry within your religion, then they quite often marry their first cousin or someone close in because that they don't have as many people to choose from.
Okay.
So it does happen.
Stay with me here, right?
We got one!
If you are someone that has married a relative... Mm-hmm. I'd really love to hear from you this morning. I find this really interesting because obviously most people think, oh, you married your niece or your nephew or your cousin or your aunt or your uncle. But this is not a salacious kind of, oh, tell us your juicy story. We're just finding this really interesting. I want to hear from people about how... Actually, I can't ask how you met. I mean, that's probably quite obvious.
No, it's actually not, because the thing is that some people will discover that they might be related afterwards. Like, we've heard of celebrities that are the same, where they go, we didn't know until afterwards that we were actually related, because you might not grow up with your family.
Actually, that's
you
a
might
fair
not be
point.
Part of their lives, and so you don't realise until later. And then do you give up true love and you give up someone that you want to be with?
Yep.
Because you find out that you're somehow related through, you know, might be a second cousin or something. So, like, most people, I think, would still marry them.
Okay. All right. I'll even take have been in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, have you married or have been in a relationship with one of your relatives? An aunt, an uncle, a niece or nephew, a cousin, first cousin or second?
I think it happens more, probably less so now, but I think you might get it in our parents' generation.
Right. Guess what?
We got one!
We got one. Thank you very much for calling in this morning. Sharon in Bibra Lake, welcome to the show. Your mother and father were cousins.
Hi, guys. Yes, they are. Well, Dad's passed now, but yes, they're first cousins.
And so, Sharon, like, did you know that all the time growing up?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so
we had the most amazing parties because everybody was related. It was just incredible growing up. It was just awesome family.
Yeah, and so did they ever tell you the story of, like, how they got together or how... Because I would imagine that at the time, that sort of stuff can break families up.
Well, my grandmother on Dad's mother was not really that fond of it. She sent him away for a couple of years on the mustering stations up north. She wasn't that fussed with it. To try and, you know, when she knew that they were serious about getting married and that sort of thing. But he came home and they got married. So they just adored each other from, you know, when they were growing up and stayed like that the whole life.
Sharon, did they ever tell you about the moment that they first figured out that they were going to... get into
Not
a relationship
really.
Together? No?
No. No, we never asked. We never asked that.
And were they?
I mean, I've never asked my parents that. I don't know. No. I don't know. You fell in love. Good work, guys.
Yeah.
And, like, what did they tell people? Were they very open about it?
No.
No?
No, I don't think it ever came up with anybody. Nobody would have ever known. or the family knew, but no, I don't think it's something you... I don't think... They weren't ashamed of it, but they just never told anybody.
Yeah, I suppose it's not really the first thing that people ask, really, isn't it? Where it's like...
No, nobody would ever ask that.
You're a cute couple. Are you cousins?
Well, no. And you're married celebrant, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And it does feel pretty removed. Like, I don't know, I see my cousins. My cousins are fabulous people. We get along great. But we probably only catch up, like, twice a year, three times a year, you know, on, like, Mother's Day or Christmas or something. So it's like for some families, they're also a little bit removed. But well, your family were quite close. But was that because you think they all stayed together?
Well, see, my grandmother came from a family of 10. So we were very close. And see, there was the two siblings in that relationship. So there was the, you know, the brother and the sister. So that was all the more why we always did everything with the big family.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, right.
It was just an awesome time growing up.
Interesting.
But now we're very close to my cousins, the boy cousins.
Yeah, okay.
We see them all again like brothers. So,
yeah.
Had your eye on one of those cousins, Sharon?
No. I love them dearly, but no.
Okay. How many eyes have you got?
Stop it.
I tell you what, my sister and I, we have a lot of medical problems.
Oh, really? Oh, Sharon, you're a hoot.
Oh,
thanks so much for your call.
Sharon, call anytime.
You're welcome.
Call every time. You're a ripper.
Pete and Kimber's Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember? What's really happening here is that producer Rami is off today, and I think you're a little bit misbehaving.
Please, it's not producer Rami that keeps me in line. It's Kerrod. Kerrod's here, and he's all for this, last I checked.
This segment made Kerrod laugh a lot, and I know...
Come on, it made you laugh
too. It did make me laugh
a lot. You didn't know what to expect, and you were off it, and then it happened, and you were like, oh, no, I think I'm on board now.
Look, it was one of those things where it's a little bit rubbish, but it's so bad, it's good.
So Throwback Thursday is where occasionally we jump in on a Thursday and we go, let's relive something awesome that happened a little while ago. Now, it just so happens that today is going to be a top of 35, a hot day in amongst some cooler weather that we've had in Perth.
Mm.
I thought, what a great opportunity to bring back this absolute classic.
Ah, lick it. Ah, lick it. Ah, lick it.
So we got people to jump on the phone and pretend they were licking an ice cream. And here's...
And was it to win ice cream?
Boxes of ice cream.
Yeah, we were sending them boxes of ice cream.
Here's how it went down in all of its beautiful, beautiful, creamy goodness. I have boxes of ice cream to give away because it's a hot day. Now, any ice cream you want, okay? So if you're listening to this... Any ice cream you want. If you're a Magnums person, you can have the Magnums. If you're a Cornetto's person, you can have those.
Ice cream?
Ice cream. Icy Poles.
It's all about Cyclones.
If you're a... Cyclones? I love a Cyclone.
Cyclones,
oh my
mate.
God, they're so good.
The best.
Do you like eat the outside of it and then like you just... Like you get to the inside and you save that bit for after and then you get to the bottom like...
They don't quite break down that way, do they?
Don't they? No, I reckon they do. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. I've got boxes of Icy Poles and ice creams to give away.
Mm-hmm.
But to get them, you have to lick it on the air.
Ah, lick it. Ah, lick it. Ah, lick it.
What?
Okay, so I want you to...
What is happening?
I want you to get on the air.
Lick what?
And I want you to give me your licking ice cream sound.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear people's mouths.
It's going to be so good. I'll go first. Just to help sort of ease people's minds. Okay, you ready?
No.
This is me licking.
No, I'm not ready.
This is me licking an ice cream.
Oh, yeah. No. Are you going to give a box of ice creams to the best licker?
No, I got ice creams for everybody. All right, Viv, give us your best lick.
All right, here we go. It's a hot day. The ice cream's melting.
What's the ice cream?
Speed and tenacity at which she licked.
it's a Cornetto today.
Oh, good. All right. Box of Cornettos coming your way, Viv. Dylan in Coburn, dare I say it. Would you like to give it a lick, Dylan? Go for it.
Sort of with the tongue scoop at the end. Is it,
yeah, the real little gulp towards the end. What ones do you want, Dylan? What would you like?
Magnum.
Magnum. Oh, he's a Magnum man. I'm a Magnum person. Jessica and Haynes, lick it. What have you got for us? Go on. Give us your best lick, Jess. I want you to put all your entire tongue and mouth into this. I want to feel it. Let's go, Jess. The Throwback Thursday, when we licked it. Now, hang on a sec.
I did say it was awful. And yet, also great.
This is how good this segment is, right? I haven't even said, hey, why don't we do this again? And already people are calling, hearing that going, hey, can I have a go?
Yeah, but hang on. He's still giving away ice cream.
You know what? Here's the thing. I've got more boxes of ice creams to give away.
Do you?
Yes. Any box of ice cream that you want. I'll give you any box of ice cream you want,
I
right?
Can't believe you got this across the line. We have right. No budget for this, and you're just going for it.
Nah, this was we had a few left over from last time, right? So you know, squirreled them away just in case.
You're paying for these, aren't you? You are just to get this across the line. You are paying for the
whatever it takes.
I knew you would.
All right, Kay-Ann in Carnup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, Kay-Ann. Your kids have begged you to do this.
Yes, we're sitting in the car waiting for school and they have begged me to call and give it a go. Right.
When was the last time they were given ice creams?
not often.
Yeah, right, okay.
Now, what box of ice creams do you want, Kay-Ann?
They would love some drumsticks.
All right, drumsticks for the kids.
Drumsticks.
Now, here's good the choice. Thing, Kay-Ann. This is for your kids. I'm not going to give you the box of drumsticks until I'm satisfied that you've really licked it. Okay? So, you ready, Kay-Ann? Lick
I'm
it.
Ready.
Take it away, Kay-Ann. Let's hear it. Keep going, Kay-Ann. We're not done.
I can hear kids laughing in the background.
I mean, it's not
That's
bad.
Cute.
It's cute. It's cute, Kay-Ann. We'll give you the box of drumsticks. It's cute.
It's cute.
It's cute. And I get it. Maybe she's holding back a little bit because the kids are in the car. I get that. Right? Kelly in Gosnells.
She's imagining it, Pete, because she's not actually licking anything.
Kelly in Gosnells, what would you like? What box of ice creams or Aussie bowls?
I would like cyclones, please.
Oh,
cyclones.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Cyclones, they're so good.
Okay. Are there any kids around, Kelly?
Pardon?
Any kids around?
Oh, no, not today.
No.
Okay, good.
Not interested in sharing them. Good. If you're getting a box of cyclones, they're for yourself.
Okay, no kids there, no cute stuff then. Go hard, Kelly. All right, you ready? Lick it. Lick it, Kelly. Lick it.
Kelly. Sound like licking. It sort of sounds like I'm just...
Sounds like you're walking.
Smashing things into the phone. But the breath's helping getting across the line.
It is definitely getting you. Yeah. The breath is,
think,
there's some
come
enjoyment.
On, Kelly earned the cyclones.
Yep. Okay, we'll get you cyclones. All right. Reese in Kingsley, good morning. What box of ice creams are you taking on this hot day?
A drumstick, boysenberry.
Drumstick, okay.
The boysenberry.
All right. Okay. Now, Reese, we've had Kay-Ann so far to the kids in the car. Kelly, it was good. It was a little bit further. I go hard, mate. I want to feel you.
Bring it home.
I just want you to bring it home strong. You're the last caller here. It's my last boysenberry drumsticks. My last boysenberry in the freezer, mate, and I'm going to give it to you. I want to feel every single part of you licking this thing. Let's go. Go, Reese. Take it away.
So good.
You're not done yet, Reese. You're not done. You're only halfway through, Reese. You're really enjoying it. You're really enjoying it, Reese. You're having the best time.
So good.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow, great.
Right. You haven't gotten to the... You're at the bottom now, Reese. Finish it off. Finish it off.
Oh, God, the commitment. Mm. Reese, it was excellent.
We're giving Reese the Boysenberry drumsticks. I think so. Yeah,
absolutely.
Giving Reese
the Boysenberry drumsticks.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The commitment
Reese.
Is huge.
Dear Kimber.
We love getting your text messages, your emails, all your letters, and occasionally one of them's like, "Hey Kimber, I've got this conundrum and I need a bit of advice from you and the Mix fam."
I'm going to say on today's one, I would really like to get calls from people who have gone through this.
Okay.
So not just advice from the outside, but if you've gone through this, we'd like to know how you resolved it or what happened. The letter says, "Dear Kimber, you're a dog person, so I know you'll get it." Yes, I am. "I've got a dog that I share with my ex. Every fortnight, we hand the dog over to one another, and we've had this arrangement for the past 3 years because we owned the dog together for 3 years before we broke up. So last weekend, out of the blue, my ex sent me a message that said he doesn't want to share custody anymore. He's got a new partner. He wants to go travelling around Australia, and he doesn't want to be tied to me. Instead of giving me sole custody of the dog, he's simply cutting me out of it and keeping the dog himself. He isn't returning my calls or texts. I went to his house on the designated day to pick up the dog and he won't answer the door. I've since called police to inquire about my options and they said they can't do anything because sharing the dog is a civil situation. We entered into it and agreed on it, and technically he's not doing anything illegal because it's his dog too. I've approached a lawyer for some advice and it looks to be pricey and a long journey with an unknown outcome. I'm heartbroken. I've been in tears for days and I'm out of options. Any advice is appreciated." This is tough. This is one of these, because I've been in situations like this where I've got a dog with a partner and then you've split up.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many years ago, I had two dogs with a partner and he went, "You know what? They're your dogs."
Like, okay, so he was good enough just to go.
Yeah, we got them together, but he went, "I'm not taking your dogs from you. I'm going to go." And he came and he did a couple of beach visits with them. And then he was like, "I'm just going to leave their life now and accept that they're your dogs."
Yeah. Wouldn't you just let it go? Like, if I'm this guy, can't you?
I share a dog now.
Do you?
Yeah. So
with who?
McGruff is my dog.
Yeah.
But James had Digby before we got together and he shares Digby with his ex because she was part of Digby's life.
Whoa,
and so we still swap the dog. Every week or two, we swap the dog.
You and James have been together. Happy anniversary. It's your anniversary today.
It's our anniversary today. Eight years?
Yeah. 8 years. So for 8 years over a dog.
We've been swapping the dog every couple of weeks.
You've
yeah.
been tied to his ex.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not really. It's not that I don't feel tied to the ex because I just go, you know, I get it. She didn't want to lose her dog and I don't want to lose my dog. Like, Digby's my dog too. So we love her and we don't want to give her up. So it's fair, you know, they have a fair relationship. They just swap the dog over and it's fine. But like, I get that sometimes you have to walk away, but this is tough because like, sometimes it depends, you know, if they had the dog first, like McGruff, for example, is my dog.
Yeah.
If James and I split up, not my plan, then, you know, I wouldn't be like, "You can take the dog."
Yeah, of course. You'd take McGruff. I get it.
So sometimes it's a bit more cut and dry, but this couple, she's saying they had the dog together for 3 years.
Mm.
And they've been happily doing the exchange for the past 3 years, but now he's just decided he's going to keep it.
Yep.
And I mean, what's she supposed to do? He's not answering her calls or texts. Like, now you just have to give up the dog. Like, how come he gets to keep the dog and she doesn't?
And the police don't want a bar of it either, which is, you know, I don't blame them.
And the dogs, you know, and they don't want to lose their owners either. But I'm sure, like, but it doesn't seem fair that he just gets to make the choice. Have you experienced this?
Mm.
Have you gone through a breakup and one of you's had to take the dog, or you've both had to exchange the dog, or you've had a fight over the dog? Like, how does it work out?
What was the outcome?
It's a lot of drama.
With the police saying to him it's a civil matter, maybe you got to go to it. You got to go to civil court, for example. I'd love to hear from someone if they've had to go down that path.
But how's that going to work? Even if you did that, you'd be like, right, well, you're both equal owners. You both put the same amount of money into the dog. You've both taken care of the dog. Like, how do they make a decision who deserves to keep the dog?
Just split the dog down the middle. Kids, that's not how it works. Don't listen
you
to Uncle
You don't love
Pep.
Your dogs the way I love
no,
my dog.
No, I do
you,
too.
You love your dog and you take care of your dog, but you don't love your dog like I do. Oh,
only because you know that we keep our dog outside.
Yeah, yours is an outside fair. Dog. Rachel in Port Kennedy, you're currently going through this.
Hello, Rachel. No, okay.
Love that for you.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Lana.
From Rachel,
Lana in Ocean Reef, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Lana, you've gone through this. What happened?
So when I went through it about 10 years ago, there was a bit of a fight with my ex. He didn't want to give me the dog. But then based on me moving out and being at home alone, I went with the safety card. And he bought that and he was able to let me take the dog from a safety aspect so his daughter and I would be safe moving out.
Okay.
So also, if the dog's not registered to this guy or if the dog's microchipped to the woman who's written in, then she might have some grounds to stand on.
And that's the tough thing because it comes down to the semantics. Like we got a couple of texts from people saying, well, whoever paid for the dog is the person. And you're like, yeah, but that's not how relationships work. Like some people might be like, you paid the bills this month, I'll go pay for the dog. It doesn't mean that they don't own it. I think that like you, Lana, your ex gave up because they went, okay, you guys can go and have the safety of the dog. In this situation, I think because he's the one who's leaving to travel, he's the one who gives up his rights to the dog.
Yeah, definitely.
But, fair
enough.
You know.
Hey, Lana, something interesting our producers have written here that you're also a vet nurse and you've seen a lot of this and you say that it's not good for the dog. Do the dogs feel this situation?
Yeah, definitely. They get anxious. They come into the clinic and, you know, if it's a different, like, mum or dad each time, they don't know, they don't have a sense of belonging because there's always a change in the situation. And lots of dogs get anxious just living, you know, in a family that hasn't split. But then going back and forth is very challenging for dogs.
Mm.
They do suffer a lot of separation anxiety. And usually we do promote having, like, dogs have the same kind of routine all the time to help with their behaviours and stuff. And
Right. Okay. That's interesting.
Well, I mean,
the dog really feels it.
We got a text from someone who said they gave up their dog in this situation to the person who they think the dog loved the most. How do you decide who the dog loves the most?
Here's what you do, right? You put the dog up one end of the room.
Yep.
And then you both stand at the other end of the
room.
And go, come here. And whichever the dog comes up, and then you dispute it. You do best 3 out of 5.
Yeah. I'd be like, no, I think he was not paying attention. Let's go again. Another go.
God.
Lynn in Brigadoon, you've been through this. What happened?
Yeah, I actually had the dog at the top of my divorce list. So we
what
decided
do you mean?
I went to the solicitor and he was kind of like, so what do you want out of this? I said, well, I want to take the dog in the car and he can have the house. It was written in at the very outset and it was a deal breaker. If he didn't let me have the dog, then I was going to sell the property and everything else underneath him. So the dog was top priority.
Negotiation tactic.
Wow, it feels like that's not even in the divorce. That should be in the prenup. That's like when you first buy the dog. It's like, right, so let's make this agreement. The poor dog's in the car on the way home with you and everyone's like, right, if we split.
it's a case of, well, you know, where does the dog want to be and where's the dog most comfortable? And, you know, if the guy's going to be away travelling, that's not fair on the dog either. If he's decided on a new partner, he can get a new dog.
Yeah, that's tough too, because I know a lot of people probably think it's not fair for the dogs to travel, but I also know dogs that have gone travelling around in a van with their owners and had living their best lives because they're on adventures.
Yep.
So
I follow a lot of them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Those dogs.
Of course you do.
Oh, there's a
that
couple of...
That is a tough one. My heart breaks for them.
It's funny. I don't feel like we've sort of gotten to the bottom of this.
Sorry to the person who's written in to me. I hope any of that advice has helped, but it certainly sounds like a tough one.
Yeah. You know how we've been talking about shoeies this morning, occasionally?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I keep bringing it up. I'm sorry. But I think we should try one.
It's so dumb.
I don't think it's dumb. I think... It's a bit cringy.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, like
it's silly. because it's absolutely silly.
But I'm not completely opposed to the idea.
If you don't know what a shoey is.
You want to drink out of a shoe, you go for your life.
It was a Formula One thing.
Was it a Formula One thing?
Well, actually, this is the thing. Everyone thinks that Daniel Ricciardo is behind the shoey because of this one that he did at the German Grand Prix in 2016.
What's that about? Champagne in the shoe.
Don't want to be... Maybe it's an Aussie tradition, I don't know.
We were hoping it wasn't going to take off. But actually, it was Dave Reynolds, V8 supercar driver in 2015. He did the first one.
Is that right?
But it was Daniel Ricciardo that made it, like, famous.
Yeah.
And then, do you know, Formula One went and trademarked it. Formula One have trademarked the shoey.
I'm not surprised to hear that, to
be
honest with you.
But I feel awkward when I see people do it. Like, Harry Styles came to town and people just started yelling out, do a shoey. And I was like, this is just the wrong place, the wrong person. This whole thing is embarrassing. And I was screaming from the grandstands, don't do it, Harry.
Hang on. If you listen really close, you can hear Kimber in the background of this audio.
This is one of the most disgusting traditions I've ever.
Don't do it, Harry!
Because it's dumb.
Look, here's the thing, right? I get it. I totally get it. And we saw when we were at the Pink concert, somebody actually yelled out to Pink while she was doing her little, oh, I'll sign this. Yeah, sure, I'll sign. Throw me your T-shirt. Someone yelled, do a shoey. She's like, a shoey? What's a shoey? I'm not, ew. She actually went with the ew. She didn't do it. She refused to do it. All I'm saying is,
probably think, oh, Pink, you're a bad sport.
No.
Which is unreasonable.
No.
Because it's dumb to drink from a shoe.
I think, don't knock it till you try it, right? And you said, but we need something to celebrate. Isn't it your anniversary today?
Shut up.
It's your anniversary today. Hello, James, my little kitty.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Right.
It is James and my 8-year anniversary today. And so, oh, great.
Bring
I see producer Herod coming in with a stupid shoe.
Now, I made sure that they got clean ones. I made sure they got clean.
I think James would be ashamed of this. If he's listening, he's going to be going, why'd you drink from a shoe? Oh, gross. It's leaking out the side. Oh, what is it? A cup of tea?
Yes.
He's put a, it's a cup of tea.
Karen, I told you I wanted beer.
Look at it dripping all over the studio floor. It's like coming out the bottom of this cheap volley.
It's warm.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's warm.
I was not expecting this because it is. It's warm tea and it's got milk in it and everything. And he's even left the tea bag in it.
You know what I see inside this shoe is fur. I just see furry bits. Oh, it stinks.
Mate, this is a Dunlop volley. You can't do this to a pair of Dunlop volleys.
No, this is it. Thank you.
Come on, just give it. You just got to give it a try. You just got to give it a try. Come on, with me. For you and James.
Like, is there rubber poisoning? Is there such a thing as cheap factory rubber poisoning?
It's BPA free. You'll be fine. All right. So here we go.
I love you, James. I'm so sorry, darling. I'm like, this could be the end of our relationship today. You might hear this and go, I wasn't into someone who was peer pressured.
A shoey with tea. Right, with tea for you and James to celebrate your anniversary. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Just go with me on it here.
He's got like beautiful champagne at home for us.
Yeah. I'll take the shoe home afterwards. All right, ready? And go. Oh, it's still hot.
Thank God. Because the hot tea takes away the gross rubber shoe smell and taste.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like alcohol is what you should have in it so it kills everything. It's not terrible, but did you want to finish mine? Or do you want a biscuit?
No, I'd love a Tim Tam.
Do you want to grab a Tim Tam slam?
Pete and Kimber's yay or nay.
Hi, Carrot.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Kimber.
Hey, bud.
Rami is away today, and I should have worn the jacket. I should have worn his puffer jacket that he's so well known for around here.
No, that's okay, because you bring your own Carrot to this, and that's what we want.
Thank you, Kimber. I'm glad that you appreciate me being here. Pete, not so much.
It smells of vape and disappointment.
That's if Rami was here. Hey, yay or nay, I have three topics for you. You guys have 3 seconds to decide yay or nay to that topic. Let's go with the first one. Starbucks.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Yay.
Okay, split. Why nay, Kimber?
Oh, it's just another conglomerate, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't need them.
I'm yay because I just don't care enough.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's them appearing here is not going to make a difference in my life. So it's
you
like,
don't
whatever.
Think that until they open up on every second corner and all of the other coffee shops have to shut down.
It's yeah, funny I suppose there is that, isn't there?
It is funny you say that because we will know by today whether Perth is getting its very first Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Surely Clarkson. Not.
We're all hanging yes. on for that, are we?
They could barely get it across the line in Sydney. Like, yeah. surely Perth people are not. Hang on, who are they asking? Were you asked?
I wasn't asked.
Were you asked, Kerry?
I was not asked. I don't think my opinion really matters on the topic.
It does, mate.
Oh, thank you.
So where will they put it?
Clarkson.
Right.
Well, they can try. But after this morning, when we started finding out that you can serve tea in a shoe, good luck to them. Competition.
The Shoey Cafe.
Bring it on.
Hey, that's actually a great business idea. Let's go to the second one. Taking your phone out. Talking on your phone in public transport.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
You're a yay, Pete.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
How are you fine
with
it?
There's an asterisk. All right. You guys are nay. I get it for obvious reasons. There's an asterisk. I believe that there is a space for people that can talk in their phone as long as you're not talking at the top of your lungs so everybody can hear half your conversation.
Mm.
I think it's a slippery slope.
I agree.
Remember when we first got phones and people were like, oh, I would never talk on the phone while being served somewhere. And I wouldn't talk on the phone while on the train or the bus because it's impolite. Mm. And then it's gotten to the point now where people are talking on speakerphone. In those places, like we lose control and lose manners very quickly. And so I'm old school and I say no.
Mm. I appreciate it. I'm in the same boat as you, Kim, but I was on public transport on the weekend and someone was just screaming into their phones.
Oh, what was the conversation?
It was nothing.
That was screaming into it.
Juicy. No, as in talking very loudly, screaming into it.
Yep, do you ever consider answering them back? Like when they're asking questions of their friends or when like just getting involved in their chat?
That is such a power move, Kim.
Yes, 100%. Yes, I'm single. My name's Kerry.
The third one. God, what is with that? Going on a naked cruise.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
I mean, yay. I've never tried it. Is it a thing?
It is a thing. You can go on these things called nude cruises. Someone on Reddit has opened up about one that he went on and basically said it's not a big swingers party. So, yeah.
Sure it isn't, mate.
Oh, was he trying to get people to go or not?
This Pete and Kimber podcast is driven by Toyota. The all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X is here with a new striking and sleek design. Charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.